Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Psalms 150, verse 6 says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord." And I know that everyone has something to praise the Lord for because he's been so good to all of us. And he's met our needs. He's fed us. He's clothed us. He's watched over us when we was in harm. He's healed our bodies. We just got so much to thank God for. Most of all, I just thank the Lord for saving my soul. We just want to welcome everyone to Reaching the World for Christ, and thank you for tuning in to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we want to just ask everybody to get some more friends on there, because the more the better. And they can spread it on out to somebody else, and we can get the gospel of Jesus Christ out. That's what we're here for, is to lift up the name of Jesus Christ and to worship him and praise him in spirit and in truth, and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ where others can hear about him and come on in to the saving knowledge of Jesus. Share it out if you can and like it, and help get the gospel on out there. And we just want everybody out there on Facebook to have a prayer request or a praise, just put it in the comments below and we'll get back with you there. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. So we thank God for the ones that have been praying for this broadcast. We couldn't do it without you. We've got to have your prayers. And just thank all the new listeners for listening. We got a bunch of new listeners from all over the world, and we just thank God for you. Just tell everybody else about it, and let's get the gospel. We are coming out of 1 John 5, and our key verse is verse 7, but it says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven: Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." It's going to be giant. We're going to go on over here and sing a few songs and just worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with us.
Yes, praise
and,
the Lord.
Just pray for us there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, and now I'm found. What find, and now I see. What strength that taught my heart to fear and brings my fears to me. How precious is that grace of him, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, all to say, I have already
Small boys that you just keep dancing. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, danger free, all across the world. Do you know how it feels when you lost, you surrender, have you been washed away? Never to be remembered, and know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels, and how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father holds every place. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how you feel? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melting and tears start flowing the moment you found it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed, and it seems that the whole world can be your age? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam? You still get a feeling that you're not at home, going with the Israel. Tell me, do you know how it feels, and how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father holds everything? How does it feel to know you are loved by one who created the stars up above?
Thank you. Take me this second to get there. But I want to read this. You remember what it said? I just read it. There's three that bear record in heaven, but the three are one. And it said there's the Father. Then it said there's the Word. Then it said the Holy Ghost. Well, let's read one of the very first verse in chapter 1 of John. Big John says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God.
Amen.
And the Word was God. You can't separate the Word from God, because the Word was God. When you study this Word, you're starting, it's the Word of God. That's Him. You put Him into your heart when you study and put this Word inside you, and you go to living by it. You're living by what God said to. He's guiding your life, and glory to God. People want to get separated. Oh, yeah, but see, in the Greek, that word means this. And that is what it means. You better throw the Greek out the window, and you better go by what's written in the book. Praise God.
Amen.
And it said, the same was in the beginning with God. That's the reason he made man. He said, let us make man in our image. It wasn't but one image, but he said, let us make him in our image. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. That's who he was speaking to. He said, let us make him in our image. Glory to God. Well, you think, well, where did Jesus come in then? If it's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Glad you asked. Let's go to verse 14, same chapter. Here's what it says. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Hallelujah. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Because the Word of God is the truth. And Jesus told us in John 14 and 6, he said, I'm the way, the life, and the truth. And no man can come to the Father but by me, because me and the Father are one. Me, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, we're one. Because Jesus was the Word of God made flesh that dwells among us. You can't separate them and just pick the one you want. That's who I'm going to worship, because they're three in one. We believe in a triune God. We believe that. The Bible just bore it out. He said the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Well, that's three, isn't it? But he said they're one. You can't separate them. Glory to God. These churches say, well, we just don't believe in the Spirit. You don't have God. The one that says, we just believe in Jehovah God. You haven't got it either. You can't have it without having them all. They're one. When you take the Father, you took Jesus and the Holy Ghost. If you take Jesus, you got the Father and the Holy Ghost also. If you have the Holy Ghost, that means that you've got all three, because you can't separate a one. If there's just one, hallelujah, in the beginning, he said it was just the Word, right? And the Word was with God, but the Word also was God. And then the Word was made flesh, and Jesus Christ come into the world, glory to God, to take our sins and pay our sin debt and free us from the bondage of sin, to show us a better way of living. And then he said, and he sent us another comforter, his Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And people said, I don't know about that Holy Ghost. And stick your nose in there. These other churches shout and go crazy and act crazy, jump up and down, slang their head. I don't know about all that stuff. You better do it like God said, friend, because how would you like to be left out? Let me read a little something else to you. Go to the third chapter of John, and I'm going to read verse 5. He was talking to Nicodemus. Hey, what must a man do to inherit that kingdom of God? And he told him, lest you be born again, you can't no wise enter in. And in verse 5, he said, Jesus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. If you don't have the Spirit of God to go along with the Father and the Word of God, you don't have God, because you can't divide him up and say, oh, let me see, I want this part right here. I think that's the best part. Or no, I want the Holy Ghost, because the Spirit teaches me all things. And I can't understand this Word of God good, that King James Version. It's just hard to understand. So I need the Spirit. Honey, you need them all. Because you can't have one without the other. You can't separate it up. It'd be like saying you got a baby, but it's just a beautiful baby from the neck down. But man, it's ugly in the face. People just cut its head off and keep the rest of the baby. That makes as much sense as saying, I've got Jesus. I don't need the Father. I don't need the Holy Ghost because I've got Jesus. You can't have Jesus unless you put it all together. You can't have God the Father unless you put it all together because he can't separate. He's not going to be, hallelujah, God, split up by our little petty desires or our little beliefs because, glory to God, he's the one that spoke this word. He, hallelujah. He spoke the world into existence. All the stars, the moons, the suns, there is. He spoke them there. Glory to God. The Word was Jesus. It is Jesus. Always will be because he was made flesh and he is the Word of God. People,
amen.
But don't feel left out. See this old boy here? I was highly confused about that. And I thought if you didn't believe in a triune God, and you was baptizing in just the name of Jesus, then it was wrong. Until Jesus come on in my heart and said, you know what? How you going to separate me from my Father? How you going to separate the Holy Ghost from me? You can't do it. We're one. If you say my name, you've said who I am. That's who I am.
Yeah.
I'm Jesus. I'm the Lord. It said, glory to God. And yeah. His name, not the name of the Father, not the name of the Holy Ghost, but at the name of Jesus, glory to God,
amen.
Every knee will bow, every tongue of God that confess, you are Lord, you are Lord, glory to God. Why? Because that's who he is, and you can't change
amen.
Him. Glory to God.
Right.
I thought about that woman, and, you know, over at the, when he spoke to that woman at the well in chapter 4
yes.
of John, said this, in verse 23 and 24, read this. It said, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers, I hope that you, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh to worship him. What's he saying? Well, the Spirit is the Holy Ghost, and the truth is the Word of God. That's Jesus. You got to put them. He can't separate. That's who God's looking for. Somebody's worshiping and praising God in all three. He's filled up. Hallelujah. A God himself, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost dwells within you. Praise God. That's what he said. And I'll even give you a commandment. It says in 24, God is a spirit. And they must, not maybe, if you want to, if you think it's right, it said you must worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, the truth, I already showed it. It's the Word of God, praise the Lord, and the Spirit is the Holy Ghost. How are you going to worship Father if you don't do it like he said do it? Oh, well, I'm going to do it. How? Your way's going to burn up with you. Your way's going to burn up with you. We can't do things the way we want. We can't just say, well, I'm just going to worship Jesus, and that's all I believe in. Because you can't separate God. You can't divide him up. Now, I'm going to show you something. I didn't mean to get here, but I've got to go somewhere right quick. It just come on my heart. Get over here. He flipped to it right here. The 28th chapter of Matthew. And right here's what it says. At verse 18, 19, 20, last three verses, the book of Matthew said, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. How are you going to baptize in the name of the Father? What's his name? What's the name of the Holy Ghost? The only name you've got is Jesus, friend. And we better stick to calling on who we know. Because all we can say is, Father God, help me. But we can say, oh, sweet Holy Ghost, teach me this. Guide me. Show me. Fill me up. Let me know. Let me understand. And then we say, Lord Jesus. Because that's who he is. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
lead me in a proper way, Lord. And he said, you can't call him Lord, but by what? But by the Holy Ghost. So you can't separate, you can't call on Jesus without the Holy Ghost, even if you don't believe it. That's exactly what the Word of God says. And you can't call him Lord except by the Holy Ghost. So you have to have all three, praise God. Because people have been so long listening to these preachers get up there telling, well, we believe in a triune God. I do too. I just told you. It's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. It's a triune God, but there's just one of him. Glory to God. You can't separate them. It don't matter how big you think you are, how right you think your church is. When you go to separating a God out, a glory to God, you're messing up and losing out because you may leave the glory of God behind also.
Thank you, Jesus.
I wanted to get into that so bad tonight, but I'm going to get back over and read a little bit if I can get back to where I was. Praise God. I got so happy, I threw every bookmark and everything else I had out because I just wanted to get to preaching. But 1 John chapter 5 says this. I'm going to start the first verse. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten in him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. But if he told us, you can't worship me, if you're going to worship me, you must do it in the spirit. So you can't throw that spirit out. No matter what your church believes, you better not throw the spirit away or you can't even worship God. That's what it said. Them that worship the Father must worship him in the spirit and in the truth. Why? Because you can't separate them parts from God. That's why. You can't separate it from the Son. You can't separate it from the Holy Ghost. It's why he said, you must do it this way because I'm a triune God. I'm one God. I'm a praise God. I'm the one true God. I'm the God that's God the Father. I'm God the Son. And I'm God the Holy Ghost. But we are one. Glory to God. We're reunited all together. We are all for you. Every bit of me that comes down to help you in your time of trouble. I'm the God that healeth you. I'm the God that makes things come to you when you need them. I'm the God that supplies you. I'm the God that saves you. I'm the God that died on that cross. I'm the God that rose from the dead. I'm the God, hallelujah, that keeps your children and watches over them because they'll never live righteously before me. That's who he is, Ben. And glory to God. Tonight, we better get back like the Bible said. Follow that word of God. Don't follow what you believe over here or what they believe over there, but you follow where God leads. Follow this word, glory to God. Those all said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. They're not going to kill you. They ain't going to hurt you. If you follow the commandments of God, if you worship him in spirit and in truth, both of them are God too. So just go ahead and do what he says, and you'll never be wrong. But if you follow man and follow their teaching, maybe they don't believe all the Bible says. Maybe they want to change it. Maybe there's something in there that disagrees with them. Well, praise God. It don't matter about them, but it matters about God. It matters about them. Am I doing it right according to you, Lord? Praise the Lord. Said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. But our faith is in the one true God, the triune God, that is one. Glory to God. He'll tell you over and over, he's one. He's one, he's one, he's one. There's not six or seven of them. There's not eight or nine. There's not three. There's one. Them three are one, glory to God. That's what we're preaching tonight. Know who you serve. Know who you serve. Know in whom you believe, glory to God. Because if you don't, you're still lost if you don't get them all. You're still lost. You won't seek the Spirit because I've got Jesus. He's the Word. But don't you still need the Spirit? Don't you need the Father? Don't you need them all to get you in the kingdom of heaven? Yes, you do. Yes. Glory to God. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Whoa. Wait a minute. Let me read that one more time.
Hallelujah.
Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
Amen.
Think about that for a minute. You know, the churches, that one, they just believe in Jehovah God, the Father. That's all they believe. But Jesus was a good man. He might have been a prophet, you know, all that. But I got news for you. You got to believe that Jesus was the Son of God, sent down for our sins. Glory to God. He paid our price. He come down from heaven and suffered all he suffered. And he done it because of his love for me and you. And then
Amen.
They turned him away. We don't believe that. Oh, he was a good man. Maybe he was a prophet. No, son, he was the Son of God. And if you can't convince him, you can't have the rest of it. You can't claim Jehovah God is my, that's who I study, that's who I serve. You can't do it because there's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and then three are one.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have them all to have the one. Praise God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the
Amen.
Spirit. It's the Spirit that beareth witness. Because the Spirit is what? Truth. See, Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life.
Amen.
That was Jesus.
Amen.
And in here, you're telling that he's a Spirit too, because the Spirit is truth. So he's the Father, he's the Son, he's the Spirit, because it's just one. It's one God. Praise God. If you want to say, well, they're all under God, okay, that's good. Jesus and God don't get jealous of each other. The Holy Ghost don't get jealous of them because they come as one. It's just one that comes, praise God. When you're praying, hallelujah, God, and you get an answer, it comes from all three of them. If you get led to do something, the Spirit of God came on me, and it led me to go tell your brother, I need to help you. I'm going to give you this money. Who do you think it was? That's all three of them. Praise God. You get saved at the last moment. You're just fixing to wreck your car, and all of a sudden the wheel turns. You don't know how, and you missed the wreck, and you were saved, and the others in that wreck died. Let me tell you who to thank. All three of them. You can't just thank one because you're doing it wrong. Praise God. He said there are three, I'll read it again, that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Because that's talking about you're born once to the water. When you're in your mother's womb, the water breaks, the baby comes, that's the water birth, praise God, but you got to be born of the Spirit. If you're not born of the Spirit, of praise God, you're not of God. You've got to have the Spirit of God. He said over there, and when he talked to Nicodemus, he must be born, hallelujah, God, of the water and the Spirit. You've got to have the Spirit of God. Well, where'd the blood come in then? Where'd the blood come in? If you're not washed in the blood of Jesus, your sins are still upon you. You'd say, well, we don't believe in Jesus. Well, that's okay. He don't believe in you either. If he did, you'd be on your knees, and you'd be crying out, Lord God, have mercy upon me. Wash me in your precious blood. Cleanse me of all my sins. Wash them away, God. Hallelujah. I need you right now. You are my salvation. You are my future. You're what I need. Glory to God. And there's so many that went so wrong because they listened to man's teaching and they won't listen to God's word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to this, and I'll even pray with you. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the
Amen.
Witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He's telling you about Jesus. He's telling you about the greatness of Jesus. I read it through. All
yes.
power was given unto Jesus in heaven and in earth. All power.
Amen.
God gave him all power. Another place in the Bible
Amen.
Said it pleased the Father that in Jesus Christ should all the fullness of the Godhead dwell bodily. Glory to God. See, all power has been relinquished to Jesus Christ. And you can't say, well, where's God? He's right there. He said, glory to God. I'll show you that a little bit too. about where Jesus is sitting right now. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. He gave a record of it. Mm-hmm. He said he was born, but he was the Word of God made flesh. Glory to God. Jesus said, when he said, I go away, but if I go away, I pray the Father, he'll send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Right after yeah. he said, I will not leave you comfortless. He's the Holy Ghost, folks. Don't try and get it wrong, because that's the Bible. That's what it says, praise God. And glory to God. He said, this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Glory to God.
That's it.
Let's flip back over here for just a minute. I want to show you what I was talking about, if I can get back over to it. In the book of John, chapter 14, I'm going to read just a little bit of it. He said, whatsoever you shall ask in verse 13, in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. And then he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Well, who is this comforter? He's the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Here's what he said. I will not leave comfortless. I will come to you. Now, who do you think the Holy Ghost was talking about? When he said, I will come to you, who do you think the Holy Ghost was that he said would come to you? If he said, I'm the one coming, I'll come to you. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going away, but I will come back by the Spirit. I'll be with you by the Holy Ghost. I'll teach you. Hallelujah. I'll give you victory. I'll give you power. Glory to God, that you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Glory to Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. He said, if a man love me, in verse 23, he'll keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Amen.
He that loves me not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Just think about it. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You see, if we don't listen to Jesus, you don't listen to God. If you don't listen to God, you don't listen to the Holy Ghost. If you put one of them to the side, I'm going to have the other two, and I'm going to make it into heaven. You're wrong. You've got to have them all. Hallelujah. God. We've got to be a grown-up people in Christ. We got to know who Jesus is. And glory to God. He is the way into the heaven. He is the door to the sheepfold of heaven. Glory to God. We can't enter in. Just talk. We love the Father. I love the Father. I worship God. I believe in Jehovah God. You better believe in Jesus. You better believe in the Holy Ghost. Because them three are one. You can't separate them. Bad as you want to. Trying to take the power of them away. You can't do it. They will not be separated. And I want to read this. I got a lot to read tonight, so I have to watch Twitter once in a while. I'm getting excited. This comes out of chapter 4 in Ephesians. And if you ever think about how the Spirit of God does this, and Jesus does this, and then God does this for me all the time, you're wrong. They all do it, and here's what it says. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to do what? To keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And here's what he said.
Yeah.
There is one body.
Amen.
And one Spirit.
Amen.
Even as you're called in one hope of your God. There's one Lord, not three, not separating them out. Just one. They're all together. There's one Lord, one faith, and it should be in that one Lord. There's one baptism.
Amen.
I always thought, I confess to you, I thought in my heart it had to be in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38 said, be baptized in the name of Jesus, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. And I thought that's the awfulest thing I ever read. Why would it say that? Because they're one. You can't have one without the other. You can't say in the name of Jesus without meaning all three of them. You can't say in the name of the Father without meaning all three of them. You can't say in the name of the Holy Ghost without meaning all three of them, because them three are still one. That's all they'll ever be. Praise God. He said there's one God, Father of all, who's above all, and through all, and in you all if you've been saved. It don't say that if you've been saved, but I'm saying that. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. It didn't say according to what Jehovah said. It didn't say according to what the Holy Ghost has brought to us. It said according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Christ was the gift of man. Praise God. We don't even get that, do we? Christ is the gift that God the Father sent to earth. It's a gift of life. It's a gift of eternal life. It's the gift of salvation. It's the gift of the glory of God. It's the gift of the power of God that reigns within our bodies, that Satan can't do nothing with us if we stand on this word of God. If we stand on it, it says that we just give up to God and submit to him, and old Satan would have to flee from us. He'd have to get away from us if we're told him. That's the power of God that rests within you if you've been born again. But praise God, you can't be born again into one of them. It has to be all three. Glory to God. We don't need to be babies no more. We need to grow up. We need to get grown in the word of God. We need to understand that, hey, God made a way. But praise God, if you won't walk in it, praise God. I've heard Brother Don Harris up there in Tennessee, and I preach it too. They come into church and act like they ain't never heard of the Holy Ghost. They don't know nothing about praising God. They won't raise their hands and say, thank you, Lord. They don't say, glory to God, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. None of that comes out. They just sit. And you want to tell
them
that they're worshiping the Father in the Spirit and in truth. Where'd the Spirit go? Well, is it hiding in the closet? Did they leave it at home? Did they forget to let him get in the car and ride with them to church? What happened to it? Glory to God. If you've got Jesus Christ, you can't keep your mouth shut. If you've got him, you've got them all. If you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got all three. If you've got the Father, you have it all. But praise God, we're stubborn. That ain't the way I was taught. Friend, wake up. We're in the last days. Things are going all to pieces in this world. Our country's falling.
Yeah.
Our way of life is getting lesser and lesser and lesser from what it used to be. They're taking things away right and left. They want to take more. They want to put masks back on us. They want to make us take every shot to come out with. I pray that it kills you or not. They're just going to make you take it. We need God worse than we've ever needed God. But we need his salvation. I need his assurance that if I die tonight, I'll be in heaven. Glory to God. Before the devil even knows I'm dead. Glory to Jesus. I believe that just like that old beggar, Lazarus, that sat at the gate of the rich man. When he died, he said the angels come down and carried him up into the bosom of Abraham. Praise God. But that old rich man died too. He lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and wanted Father Abraham, send the Lazarus down here. Dip his finger in that water. Touch my tongue. I'm tormented in these flames. And he wasn't even in the bad place yet. He was just in hell. But that's going to be cast in that lake of fire. That's how bad it is. And why in the world would we want to go there? Why don't we want to recognize that there's a Father, there's a Word, and there's a Holy Ghost, and they are one, and we need them all. If we're going to stand, if we're going to make it, if we're truly going to be Christians, we need them all. You can't leave it out. You can't say, I don't want to be like them holy rollers.
Mom.
If you want to know one that used to be guilty of that, I wasn't raised that way. I didn't believe that way. I didn't think like that. Lord, I thought you just come up to the altar, you got down, you prayed, you were saved, there you go. Go get baptized, God made the rest of your life. That's what I was taught. And then I come to find out I wasn't saved to start with. I'd do it all again. I'd come back and surrender myself to God and say, now you got my life because I made a mess of it, Lord. I need somebody to clean me up, somebody to teach me, somebody to give me understanding of not of this world, but of your world, of heaven, of eternity. Glory to God. And he come and he give me this right here that I might learn. And then he said, study now, son. Show yourself approved. Read it. Find out what it says. See what it says about me. See if you can't find out that the Holy Ghost is in me. See if you can't find out that I give everything to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the one name that you got to cry out on. Lord Jesus, help me. Jesus,
yes.
We beg in that name for him to help us through a bad time, help us through sickness, help us when somebody is in the hospital dying. That's who we cry out to, is Jesus, because you don't know the name of God. You don't know the name of the Holy Ghost, just Holy Ghost, just Father God. We got Jesus, we cry out on him. And praise God, I'm going to show you something. This world in the book of Revelation, John the Baptist, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And that voice said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first.
Amen.
What's
Amen.
That? Write in a book and send it unto the seven churches where there is. Now think about that. He's telling him plainly who he is, didn't he? I'm Alpha and I'm Omega. I'm the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm the ending of it. I'm the one that started it all, and I'm the one that one day will end it all. And the only thing that will be left is me and my people in heaven and the ones in that lake of fire. Which one you want tonight? You got to make up your mind. Do you believe just because it's a... Here we go. Just because my denomination don't believe like you said it? You better worry about what God said and not what a denomination says. Because a denomination can be wrong. The best preacher in the world, I preached it wrong for a while, but I had to have straightening out. I didn't preach it wrong. I just preached what I'd always been taught. I preached the Bible, but I still didn't understand it. God brings enlightenment in your eyes when the Holy Ghost is God. He starts teaching you everything about God, about Jesus, about the Spirit. Glory to God. And you wake up one day and go, duh. Now I understand what he's saying. God, let me read this right here to you. It's what he says over here in verse 17 of the first chapter of Revelation. Fear not. I'm the first and the last. I'm he. Now listen to this quote. I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore.
Amen.
And have the keys of hell and of death. You remember what the Bible said when he's talking to Mary and Martha after Lazarus died? He said, them that believe in me shall never die. You ain't going to die. Glory to God. He said, never, never die. Glory to God. Why can't we believe in all of him then? Why do you want to leave the Spirit out? Why do you want to leave the praise out? Why do you want to leave the testimony out? The Bible said you're made an overcomer by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Why would you leave that out of your worship service? Yet they go to church and you say, anybody got a testimony before we leave? Look around. Look up there. Don't say a word.
No.
They, or is it that they don't love God? That they don't understand that them things is required of it? That that's how you overcome the devil? That you open your mouth and you boldly speak Jesus Christ, what he's done for you? God sent him down. He died on the cross. Glory to God. They buried him in a tomb, but he got up that third day. He conquered death for you. While he was in the tomb, he took a trip below, and he preached to them that was in prison, that was in hell. Glory to God. And he said, the ones that believed, glory to God, they wasn't in prison no more. They were set free. Friend, have you been set free? Are you still a captive to the foolish things of this world? Are you a captive? I trust somebody else to tell me what the Word of God means. I don't trust God for it. I don't ask Him, give me an enlightenment in the Word, God. Give me an unction that I read it, I understand it. God, I need it bad. No, I'm going to trust the preacher. I'm going to trust the Sunday school teacher. I'm going to trust the deacon. I'll go ask him if I have a question. Glory to God. Ask God. He's the one that spoke this verse, and He can tell you and show you and teach you, hallelujah, God, the exact meaning of what He said. Why would He say it? Glory to God. It pleased the Father. In Jesus Christ should all the fullness of the Godhead dwell bodily inside Jesus. Why would it say that? If that's not what it means, why would He say these three bear record in heaven, and the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and the three are one? Why would He say that? He don't lie, folks.
Amen.
He don't lie. But men will. He also said this, let God be the truth, and all men be a lie. Don't
that's you listen to me.
You get in and read this Word for yourself. I took you different places, but you read a lot of other places in this book about exactly what I've said. Glory to God. I want to ask you a question. It come to me earlier this evening. I was sitting here praying and thinking, where is Jesus sitting right now? I bet y'all say, on the right hand of the Father. Correct. Is He sitting in His own throne? Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got His own throne. He can't. They're one. Let me read this to you. This comes out of the third chapter, the last two verses, third chapter, I believe it is. And it's what Jesus was saying. It's in the red letter. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne. Either after ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Friend, in my eye, I always imagine Jesus Christ sitting in a throne of His own in all that majesty and sitting at the right hand of God. And then when I read it, He's sitting in the throne with God, just sitting on His right hand side. But He's sitting in the throne with. Why? You cannot separate them. They can't sit in two thrones. There's one throne for God. It's the same throne for Jesus. It's the same throne, hallelujah, God, for the Holy Ghost. Don't go, hallelujah, to church without all three. Because when you go without it, you can't worship God. You see, I go to church all the time, and I do just fine to you. But are you doing it God's way? Or are you doing it your way? Are you pleasing God? Or are you pleasing yourself? Because pleasing me is not hard to do. I was dumb, unlearned, thought I knew it all, thought I'd read this Bible so many times. Ain't nothing going to surprise me. And then I get to reading, and He opens my mind's eye. And I see what He's saying. But God, I thought, and you know what He lets me know? It don't really matter what you thought.
Amen.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm not, and I ain't talking about me. It matters what God's telling us in this Word. If we can't live by that, how are you going to live by the laws of God? How are you going to be saved? How are you truly going to be saved? We're sealed by the Holy Spirit, it says, which is the Holy Ghost, until the day of redemption. And you got a seal on your salvation? Is it sealed up that the devil can't come in and steal it and rob you of it? Are you standing so firm right now, glory to God, that the devil can't put nothing before you and draw your attention off of God? Have you got it like that, friend? Is He in your heart so strong that when you see somebody else out here hurting, in pain, in trouble, that you just automatically go to them and say, you care if I pray with you? Is there something I can do to help you? That's a bad question, thank you. But it's one we don't have to answer when we see God. Was you about my business while you was living? After you come to know me, after you claim salvation, after you said He lives in my heart, He's in my life, I follow the Lord no matter where I lead. Glory to you. Was you about my business out here in this world? Or was you just about your business? Was you one of them that thought you had it made because I got in the altar one time and prayed, and I asked Jesus to forgive me, and my preacher told me that I was saved. That was it. I didn't have to worry anymore, because if I was under grace, I couldn't come out. Then why in the book of Revelation does it say you got to repent unless he blots your name out of the Lamb book of life?
Amen.
We don't consider that, see. Well, that preacher told me, quit listening. Start studying. Get in here. You want the truth? Don't trust a man to give it to you. Trust God. Trust the one that spoke this word. Trust the one that said, I'm Alpha, I'm Omega, I'm the beginning of this, and I'll be the end of it one day. I'll come back, glory to God. When I do, you got to be watching and praying, because when I come back, you got to be ready, and you got to believe it right. You can't believe it. This man over here told me this. It ain't an excuse. You're going to be like Adam and Eve. Eve said, that old serpent gave me that fruit. She beguiled me, tricked me, and I ate. And the man said, she gave it to me. I didn't go pick it. She gave it to me and I ate it. They tried to throw excuses at God. What excuse are you going to have if you stand before the Lord and you don't have the Spirit of God in you? What excuse are you going to have if you're standing and you don't have Jesus? What excuse are you going to have if you don't have God the Father? Because they're one. You can't have one without having the other two. You can't have two without having the other one. So praise God. Let's get our minds right. Let's get our hearts right with God. Let's recognize, glory to God, in all the power in heaven and in earth was given to Jesus Christ. I ain't saying go to baptizing in Jesus Christ. If you want to, it's all right. They're not jealous of each other like we are. I went to a church in Hamilton. I'm going to confess this on here. Hope they see it. And I went in there and got sort of built up the church, and they wanted me to teach Sunday school. I was teaching one day, and the part about how the power come from God and raised Jesus from the dead. And one of them said, don't you mean it come from Jesus? I said, no, it's not what he said. But it come from Jesus. And I couldn't figure that out. And I went and asked him, are y'all just Jesus only or what? And he said, well, Jesus all there is. I said, I ain't staying here. I don't know about this stuff. And I left. And I was wrong. You worship in the name of Jesus. And you believe all your heart that he is God, he is the Holy Ghost. Praise God, you're right. If you believe in Jehovah God, and you believe that he is also Jesus and also the Holy Ghost, you're right. If you believe in the Holy Ghost, the power of the Spirit of the living God, the thing that seals us up, the one that teaches us everything, the one that brings us to our memory, glory to God. You believe it, you pray, you're right. Because them three are one. You're not praying to three. You're praying to one. Get it out of your mind. Well, we got to separate them out. I got to talk to this and this and this. No, you just talk to the one. You can talk to God.
Amen.
You can talk to Jesus. You can talk to the Holy Ghost. You're still talking to them all, friend. Every one of them. Hallelujah, God. They're the one. That's the power to save. Hallelujah. It's believing in them all. Believing that we worship God in his spirit and in his truth, which is the word, which is Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Do you not understand it yet? I preach this so hard. Why are you preaching so hard tonight? Because, friend, I didn't always believe like this. I just told you. I didn't always understand it the way I understand it. It takes getting down. And it takes digging. And it takes fasting and praying to get this all right. Praise God. It ain't that the King James Bible is hard to understand. It's hard to get it through this thick skull and to make things right with God and to understand. Glory to God. Just because you do things in the name of Jesus, what do you think? God's going to get jealous of himself? Think about that just for a second. Well, yeah, but we it's always Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Father and the Word. Holy Ghost, Jesus was the Word. If you don't believe it, let me go with numbers out right quick. I'll show you. I'll take but a second. I'll get over here. Read this to you. Glory to God. Woo! It said, in first chapter 19, verse 11, 12, 13, said, I saw heaven open. Behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness He doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Now listen just closely. And his name is called the Word of God. That's Jesus Christ when he comes back. When he comes back for his children, glory to God. And still, he's called the Word of God. Quit trying to separate them. Don't try to live that way. Don't put a wedge between the Father and the Son and a wedge between Jesus and the Holy Ghost. They're just one. They're just one. Praise God. All of us that worship God, that really believe, that serve Him with all we've got. Praise God. Do you know how many we are? One. One body with many members, it says. But we're part. One in particular of another. We're all together in this. We all serve the same Lord, the same God, the same Savior. We believe in the same salvation. We believe in an eternal reward forever to live in the kingdom of God. We believe that. We believe that the unrighteous, the unholy, the sinful, the liars, the whoremongers, the glory to God, all the idolaters will have their place in that lake of fire.
Amen.
I believe that. And all I'm preaching is, let's not separate the truth of God into what we think. But let's worship Him in our hearts, in the Spirit, in the truth. And we'll never go wrong again. I was wrong before. Really, what brought me around, I was praying about it one night. That Lord, I left there. I didn't believe in that Jesus only stuff. And he said, do you think I'm jealous of myself? Well, now that took me a while to get around to understand. But he said, do you think I'm jealous of myself? And I felt like an idiot. When it come to me, there's just one of him. There's just one of him. And he's the one I want. What about you? Do you want that one true God? Tonight, all you've got to do is open your mind. You know that there's three. There's the Father, there's the Word, there's the Holy Ghost. We say the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus, the Son, is the Word. But God was the Word, too, in the beginning. The Word was with God, but the Word was God. You can't separate them. They're tied together, intermingled. And the only way we can serve them is the way He says. Let's get back home with God. Let's get back into the truth of things. Let's not trust us to be so holy we can just do it our way. I know what preacher was. That's a good man of God. That's what he told me. Friend, I was wrong. He can be wrong. Many others is wrong. There's old denominations that are wrong. But let's be praying that they all come home and come back to the one true God. Because that one true God is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one, and they make the one true God. No other religion, no other thing is worshipped as just what our God has. He has mercy, His love, His grace to give us. He's got a book that He writes our name down because He don't want to forget that we gave ourselves to Him, that we cried out in all of Him to come into us and make His abode with us, to live within us, to make us His children. Glory to the sheep of His pasture, glory to God. And if we go by His rules and we make it into His kingdom, it'll be ours.
Thank you.
And He's waiting on you, waiting on all of us to get this Word of God written in our hearts, that the devil can't fool us no more. I study a lot, but I have to. I've made enough mistakes. But you know what? We can always correct them. Because God will bring it to our attention. If you're wrong about something, He'll bring that scripture out and bear it out over and over and over till your eyes and your heart opens up. And you say, I'm sorry, Lord. I thought it was the other way. I honestly believed that. And He showed me. There's just one of us. Just one. You don't have to worry about pleasing the other one and making me mad. Pleasing this, no, you're making me mad, because we're all one. and we are too. So let's not get mad at each other and worry about it. But then I do like I do. Let them serve God the way God tells them to. Because that's the way it's going to have to be done. But just remember, you can't separate them apart. And the devil shouldn't be able to separate us. Till I get to come back again, I love y'all. May God bless you. Just enrich your lives. But we got to do it with the knowledge of God. And the knowledge of God is, there's just one. There's just one of me. Because the world couldn't have stood through this ugly. So he just made one. I like to kid and joke a little bit. Think about it. I'm a unique individual. No one's ever had the exact DNA that I've got. That God makes us, every one of us, unique. And we can't change who he is either. He's unique. He's the only one that there is. He is the one, true, loving, living God of our salvation.
Amen.
Call on him tonight. While he's near. The Bible said call on him while he is near. Ask him to forgive you. If you was wrong about something, just tell him. He understands that. But when we're so stubborn, I'll never change the way I believe. That's when God displeases you. Because you'll either believe it his way or no way. You can't believe it the way we want. There's only one way to go, and that's through the blood of Jesus. And believe that he is the Word of God, and the Word of God was God. And it's the Spirit that comes is his Spirit. He said, I will come unto you. So when you work all that out, there's just one. Ain't but one name we got, that's Jesus. But there's one God. He's the God of our salvation. Let's honor him. Praise
Jesus.
Him. Give him all we got. Because not long do we have to work. He said, work while it's light. The dark comes when no man can work. And if you look around, that darkness is overtaking our country and overtaking this world. We better get to work while there's light left. And I love all that.
Amen.
Pray God bless you. In Jesus' name. Sister Betty, I'll give it back to you.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on and giving the word of God. And we're going to come right over here and sing a few songs and let you rest a minute. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Long years ago, went out at sea. I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees, in agony, I prayed to Jesus and he gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens from the soul rolled away. It made me proud, be glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for he very safe to me. Oh, sinner, come to Jesus now. At his dear feet, just humbly bow. Confess to him your everything. He'll make it plain to give you peace and joy within. I never shall forget today when all the burdens from my soul rolled away. If they be glad, be glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for he's everything you need. I never shall forget today when all the burdens from my soul roll away. It may be hard, I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me.
Wondrous home and weary pilgrim, searching for a better way. God gave manna for his children. He gives true bread to us today. Just as God is fruit from heaven, and Jesus fed the multitude. He's the bread that's everlasting. Your satisfaction he'll give to you. Your satisfaction coming from all control. He's the source of true contentment that you won't find on your own. There's no way I can describe it. There's nothing like it in this world. I want your satisfaction as I'm walking with my Lord. If your soul longing for something, the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see. God is the bread of a different kind. His bread is life eternally. All I need, I have in Jesus. My empty soul, he satisfies, and he fills my life so completely. Your satisfaction is what I find. Your satisfaction coming from Father soul. There's a source of great contentment that you won't find on your own. There's no way I can describe it. There's no love in this world. I don't know your satisfaction. As I'm walking with my Lord. As I'm walking with my Lord.
Praise the Lord.
In the temple of Jehovah, there was a well that stood with God and man. But when the Savior gave his life for, the bell was open at that happy victory. Well, anytime I'm low in spirit, I can step right up and to the throne on high. When it rings on prayer bells, I'll sweep deliverance. Anytime, every day, when the God is on the great, I'll walk in the shadow for it leads me through the valley. When I pray anytime, it was a dark day there on Calvary. The earth is great, the sun refused to shine. But not his ransom, oh hallelujah. He opened up a way to heaven to be mine. Well, anytime I go in spirit, I can step right up into the throne on high. When it rings the prayer bell, I'll sweep deliverance. Any time, Saturday, when God's in our temporary, I'll walk in the
But not each one who stands up on this shore. Raging up high as they rejoice. We'll go into the heart, we'll be in their singing. That's any sweet song. I know how I'm made it. I'm made it by grace. There's a lot more now I've taken each one by faith. Standing on board and stormy shore, I'll lift my living door. I know how I made it. I made it by grace.
Hallelujah.
I will draw the strength of Jesus, and I lay upon his prayer. I will take my comfort from him. I will find in healthy bread. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No lasting love will be denied. All pain will leave my aching body as his sweet healing virtue flows. Demons tremble in his presence. In Jesus' name, they have to go. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms across my finger. No blessing time will be denied. The morning is that yonder city, I will awake to see no more. And I'll praise the Spirit forever. All sin and pain will all be yours. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing God will be denied.
Be only the Savior and the only one.
You know, we preach this tonight, and I hope nobody was offended by it. But it's the truth in the gospel, and I can't preach nothing but that. So if you got mad at me, forgive me. But it's just the truth in God, and I can't take it back. But I guarantee you I love everybody out there. Remember my sister, Edna, her husband, Freddie. He's been having, he even went to Tupelo the other day and got lost. Couldn't find his way back home and had to stop a policeman to tell him how to get to the interstate to get home. So remember him. He's getting worse, and his mind's sort of slipping down. Just pray everybody remember him in prayer.
Yes.
And remember all these kids that our government and everything else is trying to turn in the wrong direction. And pray somebody reaches them with the real word of God and they turn their lives around instead of turning it to an unknown God. Turn their lives to one that can save them and forgive them the sins.
Yeah.
We'll let you
know. Okay. We want everybody to just remember all those that he gave in there. And remember Dora and Jay. Dora got some news the other day that they found another spot on her, and we're just not going to believe that lie. We're believing that by his stripes she is healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's just the devil trying to throw another stumbling block at him, and the devil's a liar and the father of it, and we're just not going to receive that. We're going to receive healing in the name of Jesus. Christine Lankford said to pray for her and her family. Ann Hagen said she needed prayer and pray for her daughter Melissa that's on hospice and her heart's getting weaker and weaker and about to stop. And remember that family. Remember Brenda Carden that needs healing. Remember Stephanie and her kids and grandkids for salvation and whatever else they need. And Linton needs healing tonight. Charlene Halsis, pray for her and her family. And remember Kay and Rex Baker. Rex has cancer, and I think it's brain cancer. And he's pretty bad off, so remember them. Sherry Warnock has two unspoken requests that the Lord knows all about. Phyllis Sinner says to pray for her family and her friends in this country. Jody Killian says to pray for little Landon. He's having side effects, not feeling good today from the new medicine that they have him on, trying to shrink those tumors in his head and in his stomach. Remember that little boy. Remember all the other little kids that are taking chemo. And remember Carolyn Cooper that the Lord touched and healed. She does still need strength, so just continue praying for her body. Continue to pray for Dora's body. And we just need to pray that it'll line up with the word of God and be totally healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And pray for April and her family. Linda Griswold said to pray for her and her family. God knows all. And Arlene Willis said to pray for her and her family. Let's pray for Nellie Serenity. Lisa, Daniel, Angie, and Leon, they all need healing. And Angie Yates says that she has skin cancer on her leg and it's infected, so let's remember her. Jeanette needs healing. Let's remember Brother Ron Bard and God's house and all down there and all the other churches that are lifting up the name of Jesus and that are truly preaching the word of God. And let's remember all the ones that ain't, because, you know, the truth is what sets us free. So let's pray that people will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and that they'll get a hold of the word for what it is. And Michaela's getting ready to have her baby soon. Let's pray for a safe delivery for her and the baby. And let's pray for all the sick out there. There's a lot of flu, colds, a lot of COVID going around here, just a lot of other sicknesses, different diseases and stuff going around. So Let's remember all those that are in the hospital, nursing homes, ones that are at home. Let's remember Willa Dean. Pray for her strength and her healing. Lisa Lyle's brother, he needs a miracle in his body. I believe he's got cancer. And let's remember Betty Miller's son, Johnny, that had a stroke. He's still needing healing. Vicky's daughter that needs God to move on some situations for her and also salvation for her. And let's remember my two sisters and my two brothers that need healing. And remember Brother James's shoulder. And remember our pastor tonight. He's been preaching and preaching just about every night, and he's just worn out in his body, and his throat's pretty much wore out. So just continue to pray for him tonight, that God will give him the strength that he needs and touch
Amen.
His body. And let's remember all the ones out on Facebook that have many needs, ones that are listening out there. Let's just lift them up and ask God to just supply all their needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we're just going to believe God for every one of these needs, and we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to just touch everybody. And the ones that know how to pray, the prayer warriors, we want you to help us to pray. The ones that are living right with God, we ask Amen. You to help us pray for all these needs. And Brother Miles, you want to lead us in prayer?
Yeah, and let's also pray for you and Tim, where y'all have had all that sinus trouble and all that bothered Tim's heart and bothered him. Because our God's not just for one or the other, he's for all of us.
Amen.
And God, I am the Lord thy God, who healed all your diseases.
Amen.
Yeah,
let's and let's remember Tim with his heart, too. He's been having problems in his heart and everything, and he ain't been able to do all that much, and gives him out just to sing. But, of course, my throat's been messed up for months, and Tim's has too ever since we had the COVID. So just continue to pray for all those that had the COVID and that are still having effects from it, because we know God's the healer. Okay,
yes,
let's go ahead and just pray for all the needs out there. Lord, we just praise you. We just thank
you. We come in your precious name.
Thank you, Lord, for your
mercy to be with each one that's mentioned tonight, God. Especially those, Lord, that's got cancer and turning to come back on Sister Dora. And we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And we pray for
Jesus' name, that he
I ask you to reach down and to heal
Lord. We just ask you to touch Ivan's her husband.
Help him, dear God. Eloise, her sister's husband.
Touch his healing.
God. Lord, move on all these out there that's never heard of you, that's never known who you are. Dear God, somebody, somebody wrong enough to witness to them, to testify of Jesus, to tell them he is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. And there is no other way. There's not but one true God. And glory to God, he's ready to save the lost souls of men. He's ready to heal the ones that believe, have the faith to cry out for that healing. I believe tonight, God, that you're touching the Lord, that you're helping to breathe, that you're helping to warm his heart. And give him freedom in his heart.
Move on every situation. You know, each and every one of them to initiate, Lord. We command that to
initiate.
And that intention to leave your leg right now in the name of Jesus.
He
killed
him
in that leg. Jesus' name. Lord, let your swing work through that leg. Let it be made whole in the name of Jesus. Lord,
we mount it with wings like eagles.
All these things that have been Lord, we be saved, they won't turn to what he wants. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we have many family members that need to be saved, many of them that need to give us support.
I ask you, Father, give us strength to do more.
Lord,
God did not give up. Lord, go forward.
Lord,
stop
the thing going through with us right now. And protect every one of us.
Even the sick, yes, that was not. Give us that power.
Just let all our families
in the blessed name of Jesus. And for the further to the word of God, God leads us to help all those children that have cancer, all those children that's been thrown away, my love, that's just out being raised by you. God, I ask you to bless them. Let them learn of you. Learn of your mercy. Learn of your love. And dear God, let them praise us into the children of God. I pray, the Father, that you be with me. Take this out of my shoulder, God. Help me to walk away from
pain. That are standing up, Lord God, for you, that are preaching your word.
We're speaking to
touch every one of you, Lord.
Eternal life. We're seeking salvation. We're seeking grace.
Whatever the cross is, Lord, be gone in the name of Jesus. By your
Christ, we ask for the healing of God. The touching God lifts them up.
In Jesus' name, Lord, just touch every one of these people on this prayer, Lord.
But rather than
each and every one of them,
Lord,
each and every
one of
them,
Lord,
too much asking you for Jesus.
One we trust, one we believe in, the one we witness of,
and glory in the mighty name of
Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Give you honor. Hallelujah, God. Thank you
for the person on here, the ones that are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. We got about 10 minutes. You got anything to add?
Well, I was thinking about what we preached tonight, and I thought about over in Galatians, first chapter, starting verse 6, says this. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Because people, you know, I'm going to reach that tonight because I know of churches, they don't believe in the Spirit of God. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And there's churches that don't believe in Jesus. They just believe in Jehovah God. And they cannot make it, and I don't want them to fall prey to the devil. If they'll just get in the Bible, if they'll just read it, there is three, and they are one, just like it says. Praise God, we can't have one without the other. You can't just serve one part of God and think that's enough. We've got to have it all. Praise God. It goes on and says, this which is not another gospel. He said, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. If they're preaching something else besides what this word of God says, get your ears up, run from them, and run to a place where you hear the true word of God. If they're preaching, you don't need the Spirit. or you don't need God. You just need Jesus, or they just need God and nothing else. Just need the Spirit, and that's all. Turn your back on them and turn your hearts back to God. God is all three in one. He always will be. He always was. And he gives you everything you need, because in the Father, you have the one that made it all. In Jesus Christ, you have the one that died for the forgiveness of your sin, that bring grace and mercy to you. And in the Holy Ghost, you have the one that will teach you all the Word of God, bring it to you, remember it when you need it, and will lead you in the paths of truth and righteousness. We don't have them all. We don't have nothing. Praise God. It said, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade? Do I persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? If I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And as I said, this was revealed to me by the Lord Jesus Christ, his Spirit, the sweet Holy Ghost, that you can get this Word of God in you in a way, praise God, that you won't be deceived anymore. These churches, I can name the denominations that don't believe. If you get up and get happy in the Spirit, then they think you ought to leave because that don't belong in there. But it belongs. It's in order. It's decent, just like it should be in every church, if it's a church of God. If it's a church that belongs to Jesus Christ, then glory to God. The Spirit also has to be there. If it's a church that belongs to Jesus, then the Father's going to be there. Praise God. And if they're throwing one out, let them throw you out with him, because you've got to have all three to make it into the kingdom of God. And there's so many, I'm afraid, that's going to miss it because they listen to denominations, and denominations were made by man, not by God. He said, I'm coming back after a church, his church. That's believers. It don't matter what's written over the door of the church, but it's going to matter what is in your heart. Do you have all three? Do you have the one true God? Do you have him in such a way that your sins have glory to God, been washed away, that you can proudly stand up and say, I am a child of the living God. I rebuke this world. I don't crave this world, but I want more of him. I want to be more like Christ, that I can please God, that I can have the Spirit to guide me everywhere I go. It said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, glory to God. He'll tell us how to walk. He'll tell you where to walk. He'll tell you when to walk. Glory to God,
Amen.
But he can't tell you nothing if you throw part of him away. These churches that are Amen. Doing that, they know who they are. They know who I'm talking about. And they'll say, oh, you can't listen to him. Oh, you can't. But can you listen to the Word of God? I didn't preach my Word tonight. I didn't bring my Word tonight. This wasn't given because I liked it. It was given because so saith the Word of God. If it come out of the mouth of God, Jesus Christ himself, when he was tempted, had her fasting 40 days in the wilderness. Glory to God. Satan said, if you be hungry, make this stone bread. And Jesus looked at him and said, a man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If you don't go by that, if that's not what leads your salvation, then friend, I'm sorry to tell you, you don't have it. You don't have that salvation. If the Word of God isn't what brought you to it, if it's not what keeps you, if it's not what leads you, if it's not what guides you, and no matter if somebody else preaches against that part of the Word, you leave them out of it and put God in the place of them. Let
Amen.
God be the truth, and all men be a liar. If I preach contrary to the word of God, don't you ever listen to me again. But I preached exactly what it said. I went all different places and bore the truth out tonight. Glory to God. Listen to the word of God. Don't listen to James' mouth. Listen to the word of God. Don't believe James' mouth. Believe the word of God. It's what true salvation is about. Trust in God. Trust in him for your soul. Trust him for your forgiveness. Glory to God. And trust him enough to be a witness in this world, going out and going about the work and the will of our Father. Because glory to God, if we don't, woe to us. We're going to have more against us than we're going to have for us. We try to walk it our way, and you know where our way ends up. You'll walk right off that cliff into that lake of fire. But if you walk God's way, just one day, your feet is going to be walking on purest gold, because you'll walk right through the gates of that beloved city, New Jerusalem, and you'll be there forever, friend. Glory to God. No more tears will ever fall out of your eyes. No more sickness will ever come on your body. No more sorrow will ever be in your heart. Glory to God. It won't never be no night, because it's always day there, because you're going to rejoice and praise the Lord and live in peace and happiness and in the glory of God forever and ever, if you make it in. That's why I preached what I preached. I know that there's so many. They believe part of it. They believe that Jesus died for their sins, but they don't believe in the Spirit. And there's some that they believe in God the Father, but they don't believe that Jesus was the Son of God, and they don't believe in the Spirit. You leave one part of him out, you threw all of him out. That's what you call throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You do not have anything if you don't have all of God. You cannot get part of him and make it in. You can't get part of him and satisfy an almighty God that said, do it this way. We're going to do it his way, because my way won't make it. Friend, I'd love it if we could all be right. If we could all just do it our way, and like the, I ain't going to say them, but if we'd be like they sell it, I got to speak my truth. You better speak the real truth and speak what God said. That better be what's in your heart, because God can look at your heart. He said the word of God, this word of God, he said was sharper, hallelujah, God, than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder, even to the joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. It ain't nothing for the word of God to tell you just who you are and where you're at with God. You get to study it, and you know what? It'll reveal where you're at with God, because he wants you to know. He don't want you to be fooled. He don't want you to see. He don't want you to think in yourself, I know I've got it made because I repent. He wants you to walk in it. He wants you to live it. He wants you to show it. He wants you to be an example to the world. He wants you to be one of them that ain't ashamed to speak the name of Jesus wherever you go. Praise God. They may run you off, but that's a place you don't want to go back anyway. But I want to go to heaven. And I want every one of you that can hear this, anybody, I want you there too. I don't want Satan to win your soul, because you wouldn't listen, because you made your own mind up. I want you to be one that says, glory to God, I made it. I made it by the blood of the Lamb. The word of my testimony, I overcome this world. And look at me now. I'm walking on a street of pure gold, and I'm headed to the throne of God to kneel down and thank him for all he did for me. For praise God, one day soon I'm going to do that. Glory to God. There's many went on before me, and they're there. But a lot of them that died will never be there. Think of that. Don't put your name in that number. Put it in the number that's going into the kingdom of God, because that's the only place where forever is going to be enjoyable. God bless you and keep all of you. Don't you know this old man loves you? I told him at church the other day, I said, I love y'all. They looked at me real funny. I said, I mean it. I love all of you. And they finally said, we love you too. They didn't know what to say. But if you can't love each other, whom you have seen, how are you going to stand up and say, I love God, whom I've never seen? That's the word, too. Let's live it, and let's be an example. Glory to God, carry it wherever you go. Because if you don't, you'll go somewhere you don't want to. God bless and keep you, is my prayer. Turn it back to you, Sister Baby.
Okay. We just want to say that we love everybody. Good night and God bless. We're already off the air, so we just want everybody to tune back in on Monday for Brother Pastor Don Harris's broadcast. It will be on Monday from 6 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be back on Thursday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. So we want to say good night, God bless, and we thank all of you all for tuning in and listening, and just tell all your friends and neighbors and like and share it for us. God bless. Good night.
God bless.
God bless. Good night. We love y'all.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.